Holidays are always challenging for me, especially when they're holidays that are based on a secular calendar. So as I was thinking about Memorial Day Sunday, and what do we do in the midst of worship, I looked at the lectionary passages, and here was the passage of the centurion. And I thought, what better, you know, there couldn't have been a better passage that God would have selected for us to talk about the paradox of life in service to the world and life in service to the Lord. Because the centurion was not a Jew. He was not a follower of Jesus. He was probably Roman, under the command and authority of Rome and Caesar. So not only could he tell us what his soldiers would do when he gave them orders, but the reality is he would have to do whatever he was commanded to do. And we know very well that it was Roman soldiers that put Christ to death on the cross. Yet this man knew the one who could do healing. He knew the one to call upon so that his servant, who he loved, could once again be made whole. But the other interesting piece to that is he was a Roman soldier. So that means he was an enemy of the Jews. And how often do we want our enemy not to be a human being? How often would we rather the enemies in our lives be just kind of one-dimensional figures that we can throw darts at, or we dehumanize an enemy so that we can take care of the things that we need to take care of? But the enemies are flesh and blood and human people who have loves. And God answered this man's desire for his servant to be healed because of the man's faith. And the man's faith wasn't in God and in Jesus Christ, but the man's faith was in the structure of authority and surrender. So I had to think about that and think about the life that Leo and Wes and I have led prior to my calling that I stood and said yes to, and the authority under which I stand, that Leo did a different answer. Leo put his feet on those little foot pads. There really are foot pads. At least there was in this recruiting station. There were foot pads where he put his feet, and he raised his hand, and he pledged his life to serving his country. And it's not really God and country, it's country. As much as we would like those who are in places of authority to be following the will of God, often they are not. But that was the choice that he made. And over the course of 28 years, we moved from place to place. We gathered in different communities. I have been a member of 5 different United Methodist churches, because of everywhere we went that I could, I attached us to a community church because I knew the gathered community of Christ that I knew as United Methodists would support and sustain us and keep us grounded in the one whose will and authority we should be under. But one of the things that Leo often reminds me of is that under that authority of the government, he would go when Congress or his authority or whoever said go. If they said kill, he would kill. If they said capture, they would capture. If they said feed the hungry there, they would feed the hungry there. They did what they were commanded to do. They lived under the authority. But the words that always strike my heart the most is, Leo knows that my allegiance is to the Lord. And my vision and belief of a world made of peace and prosperity, as God commanded it to do, is the vision that I hold and believe wholeheartedly and have faith that God is going to bring to fruition here on earth. God always says to me, I will do, not God. Don't tell Leo I just called him God. Leo always says to me that I will do what I have to do until those of you who follow a different authority can figure out how to make peace. That I will always stand and be the warrior until you who are warriors for peace find the way to get us there. So I thought about this centurion, this man who was the enemy, who could see very clearly who was the one who could bring healing to the world. And he went to him to seek healing for his friends. So my challenge this morning for us, as we look at the statistics of those who wounded by war are dying, when we look at the statistics of where the world may be going, do we look for earthly authority to answer the world's problems? Or do we, like the centurion, turn to the one who can give us the vision and the answer to the world's problems? Do we see what faith can do in the lives of those around us? Have we seen it as answered prayer? Have we seen lives turned around, lives that we might call our enemy, who become followers of Jesus Christ and become our brother and sister? God would like us to understand that same level of faith in authority, in the authority of God, to bring about the transformation of the world. But in the meantime, God will always send warriors to protect those who are in need of protection, who will lay down their lives so that we can work towards God's transformation of the world. So on this Sunday, as we think about all those who gave their lives so that our country could be what our country is, we might want to think about how we can give our life in service to Christ so that our country can be what God is calling it to become. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.